Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So last night, my wife and I were craving some late night dessert. So I went to our local Boston Pizza to grab some dessert. Now, if you don't know what Boston Pizza is, I don't know if that's a Canadian thing or if it's American as well, but just in case it's Canadian, Boston Pizza is one of these like restaurant and bar type establishments where they're pretty much open late every night. I think they're open till 2 a.m. even on weeknights and even out in the suburbs where I live. So you can rely on Boston Pizza for your late night cravings, you know, pizza, wings, dessert, that kind of thing. So I walk in and I said, you know, I want to get some dessert for takeout. So the waiter gives me a takeout menu, or a dessert menu rather, and he says, these are the ones I recommend for takeout because the other ones, they don't travel well. So I thought, well, that was really helpful. Instead of having me look through the menu and potentially choose one of the options that wouldn't be the best for me given that I was taking out, he kind of, you know, shortcutted my decision path and told me up front, these won't work for you. Look at these options instead. I thought that was great leadership. And, you know, this is something that the waiter at Boston Pizza understands, that his job is to be a leader in pointing clients in the right direction. And yet, this is something that, frankly, many of my peers in the consulting and professional service world are yet to understand, is that their job is to be leaders. Their job is to point clients in the right direction, make the decision for the client easier, and ultimately help them make the right decision for their needs and for their requirements. Just last week, I was talking to a prospect and he was considering hiring me as a coach, and we were looking at his options and we were kind of weighing the pros and cons between my group coaching program, the 90-day pipeline, and one-on-one coaching. And I knew I wanted to steer him towards group coaching, but I also wanted him to come to that conclusion on his own. So we were weighing the pros and cons. And in the discussion, he says to me, he says, look, you know your business better than I do. What do you think I should do? And so I told him, I said, look, I think the group coaching is a better fit. And here's why. And he said, yeah, that makes sense. Let's do it. So he was looking at me for leadership because ultimately I know my business better than he does. He knows his business better than I do. But when it comes to assessing how specifically I could best serve him, he deferred to me. I think this is something to think about because potentially you can go wrong in a couple of ways here. The first is you can completely leave it up to the client to make the decision. And sometimes, you know, even me, I talk about letting the client make the decision in my content as being an effective sales strategy. And it is. It is their decision. They've got to make it. But if you leave too much in the client's hands and you don't steer them, they may never make the decision, and that's dangerous. On the other hand, you don't want to be too prescriptive in choosing a path for the buyer because ultimately you don't know as much about their business as they do. So there may be something about their business that you don't quite yet understand that would qualify them to go down one path and disqualify them to go down another. And if you're too prescriptive in making your recommendations, you're never going to see that. So ultimately, I think you have to balance between the two. You've got to let the client make the decision. You've got to let them work out the parameters. But then ultimately, when push comes to shove and they look to you for guidance and leadership, you've got to be able to provide that leadership. And the way you balance the two is going to look different depending on your business and the nature of the work that you do and your personality. For me, it was a matter of presenting a couple of options to the client, weighing the pros and cons with them in an active conversation, and being very, very forthright about the pros and the cons, and letting them think that through on their own, and then letting them ask me, well, you know what? You know your business better than I do, so based on what you know about me, what do you recommend? And then making a recommendation. For this waiter at Boston Pizza, he knew right away. It was pretty clear cut. I wanted takeout and I wanted dessert. That's all he needed to decide that some of these options were just not the best for me. And he told me that. He didn't wait for me to figure it out on my own. He wasn't shy about making his recommendation because he was confident in his recommendation. That, I think that's really what it comes down to. It's confidence. Now, when you get to the point in a buying conversation where you're confident that the buyer needs to go down a certain path, then don't hold back. Make that recommendation. And if you're not yet confident, then get the information and the data that you need from the client to get that confidence. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.